Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Swing and miss, strike three. Went to the curveball consistently there and strikes out Crooks for the first out of the ballgame. Filled in with Church at third base and Fermin, an RBI double running at second. Swing and miss for strike three. Flipped in another curveball. Both outs in the inning, strikeouts. Swing and miss. Well, throw to first to confirm the out, but that is strike three. Redbirds strike out three times, but tie the ballgame.
Memphis Redbirds TV on the call. Chase McDermott getting some strikeouts. We've talked a lot about how Chase McDermott would make sense to be at least a long man in this bullpen because they don't have a long man.
Yeah.
Alas, he's still in the minors, and they obviously think more of Brandon Young than him because Brandon Young's on the taxi squad right now. Looks like he's going to make a start tomorrow. How's Chase McDermott doing at Norfolk?
I mean, he's doing Brandon Young, I guess, is a little older than him, a little bit more seasoned, I guess. But yeah, that's a pretty good outing against Memphis there. I mean, look, 93 pitches, 55 strikes, that's going to be the problem, right? I mean, that's command. And go back to start before that, 94 pitches, 51 strikes, 89 pitches, 47 strikes. 63 pitches, 26 strikes. 85 pitches, 46 strikes. I know where the trepidation lies with them, and that is the case with young pitchers, right? It was the same thing with Povich from the left side. This guy throws harder. I think this guy has more of a premium bullpen pitch mix. But, like, so why not start that process? If you don't think he has the repertoire or you're doubtful that he has it, is another 6 weeks down there going to be that big of a difference? Or do you and he and everybody need to start figuring it out at the major league level? Because I know the fastball slider sweeper thing can be effective for him. It is effective for him. Yeah, you'd say, well, when you're a reliever, command matters even more. Well, and I would say, yeah, but the kid to this point's had to be thinking of himself as a marathon and not a sprinter. So, if you've built him up to the point where you're letting him throw over 90 pitches regularly down there, and while, again, four walks, three walks, four walks, six walks, five walks, that's not great. And the strikeouts have ticked down. I also go back to, yeah, but he was dominating AAA a year ago, and you didn't give him a regular look-see. Right? You pick these weird spots to throw him up here, kind of get his feet wet, but not get his feet wet in a normal way. So, I to Gigi's point, I think having him up here and pitching him 2 to 3 times a week out of the pen and starting him in that
makes a lot of sense.
Where Morton was and then seeing if you can build from there. Now you would say, well, there's a lot of guys in the pen who are getting the job done right now. And I would say, yeah, but is a Bluett waiver claim more important than Chase McDermott? Because that's the role I could foresee him in. So I mean, like, is like Bluett's a big part of the future?
No. Already got rid of him once.
You just waived him a couple weeks ago. But that's the part of it where you tell me he's changed his spots and you tell me it's different now and, oh, the things he said. I'm looking at the things he does. And I don't think Chase McDermott's going to find out a whole lot about himself walking guys down there in that role. And if you don't trust him as a starter, and it's clear they don't because he hasn't gotten many starts up here, and now, you know, Rodgers is ahead of him and Brandon Young's ahead of him, then let's start bleeding him in a different role up here because I don't think he's going to be a starter for them anyway.
Well, someone we think is going to be a big part of the Orioles' future is your guy, Big Sam Basayo, and he continues to be red hot in June.
I mean, he's the best hitter in AAA, and he's the youngest hitter in AAA. Like, I don't know any other way to quantify it more than that, and that's what Fangraphs thinks, and that's what Baseball Prospectus thinks, and that's the reality, and at age 20 in something of a lost season, he doesn't need to be here right now. And I'm with that. But I do think we need to chronicle here pretty regularly what's going on, because Fangraphs thinks he's the best hitter in the minors right now, and he's a 20-year-old in a league full of guys who, by and large, are 26 and older. And he missed time. And, you know, he missed a little bit of time last year, too, and he didn't have a normal spring training. So for him to be doing this, I find to be incredibly significant. And, again, we talked earlier in the show about Jackson Holliday and the gains he's made and how, for me, that's number one, number two, and number three, and the most significant positive things that have happened from opening day to now for them organization-wide. This is up there as well. And the catching discussion's a different discussion. But, like, do I...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think he could play first base 4 or 5 days a week in the majors right now. And so, how do you get the bat? And you're not going to catch him that much. And you, and I get it. If they really think he's a long-term catcher, then yeah, he needs to catch 4 days a week and not fuck. But I also think don't let that belie the fact that if he was given the shot that they're giving to Mayo right now, I think he could handle himself at first base. And I think the bat, while there'd be some up and downs like there were for Mayo last year when he finally got up here, I think the bat would play up here. I don't need to see him hit AAA pitching any more than he has. The next challenge for him as a hitter is going to be whenever he gets to the major leagues. And I'm just telling you, I think he's plenty fine at first base.
So if you're, if you were in charge of his development right now, what's he doing? Because obviously the bat plays, but is it about catching more? Is it about playing more first base?
I mean, you don't want to give up on a catcher. And I think
because he's had limited opportunities to catch this year because of injuries.
And he's young, and catchers you want to take time with. But this is also a different situation because when is Adley a free agent?
He's got 2 more years.
Yeah, this was first year of arbitration, yeah.
So, I mean, again, this is a weird moment. If you're asking me, I'd have fired the GM before the season started. So, like, I'd have a different group in here, and they'd be evaluating it differently. And maybe they look at Adley in a way that the guy who took him 1-1 never could. Because guess what? They're not the ones who took him 1-1. They can be much more cynical and calculated about it than Elias ever will be because he chose this guy over Bobby Witt. So, I don't know how to answer that. Like, I don't think there's going to be another contract for Adley here, but like maybe they want to buy low on Adley. That clouds things. If there was not that hanging over it, and this was an organization that I respected from a baseball operation standpoint, then maybe they would be trying to get Adley healthy and trade him out of here. And Basayo catches, we find out how much Basayo can catch up here. And if it's not as much as we like, no big deal. We got first base. I'd like to see him scrap first base. I'd like to see him in right field 2 days a week. That's what I would like to see. Let's start building that up in case the catcher thing doesn't happen here because they're going to cling to Adley until they're here as a baseball operation staff because they took Adley 1-1.
Orioles and the Rangers, game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball Night starts at 5:30. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter live from Pickles. Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, I want to get back into Jackson Holliday. And it wasn't that long ago that they weren't playing him against left-handed pitching. Well, his numbers against left-handed pitching will surprise you. We'll also hear from Tony Mancelino, who had some very interesting comments about the former 1-1 after last night's win over the Rangers. That's next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.